Galnet News Update, 25th of November, 3307.
The Epsilon Pharnassus Empire Group has appealed for help in preventing Theta 7 getting to the Steel Majesty megaship and escaping. But the NMLA has made an attractive offer to win the support of independent pilots. Theta 7 is believed to be on board the Fargod megaship Sacrosanct, which is orbiting planet 2A in Madrid. He has only a small band of followers there, and his plan is apparently to make his way to the Steel Majesty megaship, which is controlled by the Neo-Marlinist Order of Madrid, and a much larger number of NMLA fighters. Captain Saskia Landau of the Affiliated Counter-Terrorism Unit has warned that there are likely to be more starport bombings if Theta 7 succeeds in transferring his bomb-making equipment to the Steel Majesty, and has appealed to commanders to fight with the Epsilon Pharnassus Empire Group to quell the Neo-Marlinist forces and make that transfer too risky for Theta 7 to attempt.
Speaking for the NMLA, Margrave Corentin Delacroix, the son and heir of the now-imprisoned Landgrave, has appealed for everyone who wants the Duval dynasty toppled and who wants the radical republicanism of the Neo-Marlinists to triumph to take up arms now and to allow Theta 7 to make good his escape. The fate of the Empire may be in the balance, but the Margrave might have his thumb on the scales. He's offered a unique and unmodifiable Class 2 Rating B enzyme missile rack with an increased caustic damage and capacity. He's offering these as a reward to the top 25% of participants who fight on the side of the Neo-Marlinists, but only if the first tier of the campaign is reached. ACT and the Epsilon Pharnassus Empire Group have been unable to make a matching offer to commanders.
Orion University has expressed its regret that it was unable to persuade the Scriveners clan to share its scientific knowledge after a concerted campaign by independent pilots, partly organised by Canon Research, to help the Scriveners to repair their ancient dredger and bypass the OU's disabling mechanism. The dredger is expected to be fully repaired by next week and will be free to jump away back into obscurity. Orion University had hoped to win the trust of the Scriveners by delivering huge amounts of tasty data, but the clan was more interested in a repaired and functional dredger, and probably not thrilled by the idea of a bunch of malodorous research scientists living on board.
Starports in the Pleiades have been hit on the fifth week of the Thargoid invasion. Stations in HIP 16753, Pleiades Sector HR-W, D1-74 and Electra were hit, as well as Agricola's Ascent in Pleiades Sector DL-Y, D65. Commanders are urged to assist in the rescue efforts at these stations, as well as the 15 other sites in the Witchhead Nebula, Pleiades and Musca Dark region that are still burning. Three more starports have entered the repair phase, although at least one of these is in a system that still has a massive Thargoid presence. Commanders have been successful in reducing the Thargoid threat in Kaleno, HR-1183, Pleiades Sector, PD-S, B4-0, and Musca Dark Region, PJ-P, B6-1, but there's still a long way to go before humanity can claim to be driving back the alien horde.